That's some collaboration behind the new ballet Journey Home, which just had its premiere at Washington's Kennedy Center. The artistic director of the Washington Ballet and choreographer, Septime Weber, worked with artists from other fields. None had ever worked before with a ballet. It took a year to create Journey Home. The finished piece begins touring the country today. Jean Batty Lewis reports.
Choreographer Septime Weber knew he wanted to create an epic hour-long ballet of a man's journey through life. He wanted it to be a total theater experience, not just a dance. He wanted to enrich the process with artists from other fields, so he called on a playwright, a visual artist, and a group of singer-songwriters.
Virtually everyone has come to the table with a desire to allow artists from another field to influence the decisions they make about that which they're an expert on.
To develop the storyline, Weber went to Aisha Khalil of the Grammy Award-winning a cappella group Sweet Honey in the Rock, and to playwright Norman Allen.
The most profound parts of the collaboration for me were sitting in Septime's office with our, you know, cups of coffee or whatever, and really talking through what any human being goes through in the course of their life, and what kind of spiritual journey every human being goes through, what kind of things you come up against. And we all had different ideas about what those things were, about what the different components of that journey were, what kind of decisions you get to make or have to make as you go along.
Allen, whose prize-winning play, Nijinsky's Last Dance, has toured here and abroad, faced the challenge of creating a clear, coherent structure for Journey Home without using any words of his own. Weber, for his part, was looking for dramatic situations and musical choices that would support his vivid theatrical choreography, while Aisha Khalil wanted to ensure that the dances retained the deeper meaning of the Sweet Honey songs. During rehearsals, she offered suggestions about the dance created for breaths.
When I first saw the choreography that Septime had developed for that song, it looked like more like a pas de deux, like of a love song, or a love dance or something. And we're emphatic about having him really let the audience be aware that this is actually really a song about how you can be in touch with the ancestors.
They are in the rustling trees, they are in the groaning woods, they are in the crying grass, they are in the moaning rocks. The dead are not under the earth.
Some transition. What we've worked out is Liz is faxing over this afternoon some masks she's found.
Weber took the singer's suggestions to heart and brought his solution to the next rehearsal.
And seven of the dancers will take the mask and be the ancestors, and seven will be the sort of the members of the community who are living among the ancestors. That they'll be.
By adding giant masks to the dance, Weber found a way to embody the ancestors and reflect what he called the grand themes of the music. Weber wanted an equally splendid setting for Journey Home. He turned to visual artist Sam Gilliam. Gilliam, whose large-scale canvases hang in major galleries all over the world, worked for months to create bold stage designs for Weber's ballet.
Septime and his dance troupe were practicing, and we were sitting on the side like a basketball game. That was as excited as I really think I'm going to get, because it turns from dance into life.
He's created an atmosphere that evokes heaven and earth and the ocean and water. The ballet starts with what we're calling waves. They're large, square, sort of kite apparatuses. And the dancers move them in a way that make them look like a rolling ocean. And the ocean parts, and out of this water emerges the single motherless child.
Sometimes I feel
Weber asked the dancers of the Washington Ballet to think about their mothers and improvise movements that spring from their memories. For him, the ballet's opening theme is deeply personal.
When my mother was dying of cancer, there was the moment when I actually saw her coffin being lowered into the earth. And my knees were buckled, and this kind of buckling out from under me turned into a movement that Jason's doing.
Dancer Jason Hartley rises and sinks to the floor, almost as if riding a wave. His body suddenly twists and falls backwards. Hartley runs to a woman at the back of the stage and hurls himself into her arms. She cradles him. The moment suggests a pietà, Behind them on the stage, the women of Sweet Honey in the Rock sing. The dancer's understanding deepens as he passes through the various stages of life. The journey is almost over, and with it comes a moment of celebration.
Dancers are leaping in the air and crashing to the ground and rolling and getting back up and repeating the phrase 53 times. And the dancers are really banging out these big phrases over and over in a manner that is repetitious but quite extravagant in energy.
The Washington Ballet and Sweet Honey in the Rock are on the road with Journey Home for the next 2 weeks, performing in Arizona, Texas, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. For NPR News, I'm Jean Batty Lewis in Washington.